It's now more than 2 weeks since Lee County's Board of Commissioners sent a letter to the White House and U.S. Senators regarding the slow help from the Federal Emergency Management Agency after Hurricane Irma. And as WGCU's Quincy Walters reports, there's been no response from FEMA or the White House.
Lee County's Board of Commissioners sent letters to the White House and to lawmakers from Florida asking for more flexibility and quicker responses from the Federal Emergency Management Agency with Irma recovery. Commissioners write that they, quote, desperately need more timely answers from FEMA that can be relied upon to make multi-million dollar decisions, end quote. But a Lee County official says they still haven't gotten a response. The letter from Lee County commissioners goes on to ask for additional funding for flood mitigation assistance, which would grant money for long-term solutions to prevent flooding. It also asks FEMA to extend the period of debris collection and increase the amount of money the county is reimbursed for picking up storm debris. Commissioners are asking for 90% reimbursement instead of the 75% the county currently gets. U.S. Democratic Senator Bill Nelson of Florida says this is a common challenge throughout the state.
There's a big fight going on elsewhere in Florida about the cost that counties had contracted for with debris removal companies. And now the companies want to charge more because there's so much work.
Just this week, Nelson and Senator Marco Rubio sent a letter to FEMA's administrator asking for housing help for Floridians who remain displaced. As for Lee County, officials say they're still waiting on the White House to respond. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Fort Myers.